You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Okay, guys, you know how coming up with an intro to the show is like the hardest part?
Oh, yeah, it's the worst. Yeah.
We have a hard time getting started every time. So I've invented this great robot to do it for us. So here, come on, IntroBot. Let's get you in here. We'll roll you in, and you can introduce the show for the first time.
Hello, this is Introductory Bot Mark 5. Welcome to Nerd Overload, a poop and geek culture show.
Close enough. Okay, let's get her out of here, because there's a lot of smoke starting to fill in the room, but let's start the show. I'm Cody.
I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
Hey, everybody. Thank you all for tuning in. We have a bunch of news to go over this week, including Nintendo Direct and talking about the new Captain Marvel trailer. So a whole bunch of stuff to listen in for. But first, let's talk about some things we have checked out this week.
Let's get the self-indulgent stuff out of the way first.
Let's get that. Yep. Just get it out of the way. Clean it up so we can move on to the news.
So, Cody, you went on a trip, didn't you?
I did. I went all the way to West Virginia to attend the Mothman Festival, a kind of a street fair celebrating the giant humanoid moth monster man spotted in West Virginia back in the 70s. Every year they have Mothman Festival. It's basically just like your average street fair. But this one kind of had like a little weirdo mint to it that made it more fun, I think.
Nice. All right. Very cool.
Can you explain Mothman for people who maybe don't know what that cryptid is?
He's a giant winged Mothman with glowing red eyes that people saw a lot in West Virginia right before that the Silver Bridge collapsed.
I think it's also been seen in Pennsylvania and parts of Ohio, too.
Yeah. Well, Point Pleasant, West Virginia is literally like barely in West Virginia. Like, you cross a bridge into West Virginia and you're there. So it is like the Ohio Valley area.
Well, that's cool. Like, I know Mothman is fairly popular. They've made like a couple of movies, and like he's been like featured in a lot of different things.
Yeah.
So I was like, I knew of one movie.
Yeah, with Richard Gere.
Mothman Prophecy.
It's a pretty good movie. It's based on a book too.
Oh, yeah. So what were some of the things that you saw at the Mothman Festival?
There was a big Fallout 76 presence because that
is West Virginia.
Yeah, it takes place in West Virginia. Unfortunately, it was mostly just they were selling merchandise.
Oh, well, yeah.
But Vault Boy was there. They had a big Vault Boy mascot suit that you could get pictures with.
Oh, that's cool.
The line was forever long, so didn't happen for me. We also saw there was somebody in a Mothman suit and also a Sasquatch suit.
All right.
I was assuming that Mothman had just brought his boyfriend Bigfoot, which I'm very happy for him.
I'm very proud. Too. Yeah, of I mean, Mothman. Hey, you know, live your truth, you know.
Yeah. Also, the Men in Black.
Oh,
were there,
of course.
You know, guarding them.
Of course. I'm surprised you can still remember because,
yeah,
you know, men in black.
That little thing that they pull out.
The neuralizer.
Yeah. It's a joke that I made. Go ahead.
Actually, the Men in Black feature into the Mothman story.
Oh, really?
A lot, yeah.
Oh, cool. I guess I don't really know the story behind the Mothman other than I know that it exists.
They showed up a lot around the same time.
Okay, interesting.
There's even a picture of an alleged man in black in the Mothman Museum.
Huh.
Which they have there if you go to Point Pleasant. I wouldn't recommend trying to go there during the festival because the line to get outside goes all the way out the door into the street and down the block.
Oh, wow.
And it's really not worth waiting in line that long for. I mean, it's cool if you go there and see it and take a day trip, you know, but don't go there during the festival.
Yeah.
Because everyone wants to go to the museum during the festival.
Exactly. And, I mean, they had a lot of Mothman-themed fair food. There was, like, moth balls, which looked like some kind of fried dough chocolate thing.
Oh, cool.
A local coffee shop has a Mothman drink you can get, which is, like, Sprite and something green with two cherries floating in it for his red eyes.
I like that.
All kinds of fun Mothman merchandise, which is cool.
See, that's really cool. That's the kind of fun stuff that I like to see when you have a weird oddity type town sort of thing.
Yeah, it was very much, it was a town fair, but with a weirder bent for weird, weirdos
yeah.
to enjoy like us.
Yeah, no, that sounds super awesome. I kind of want to go next year. That sounds amazing.
I would recommend it. It's fun. It's only a 2.5 hour drive. It's not that bad.
That's not bad at all.
I mean, don't expect anything ridiculous, but it's fun. I'll probably have a video. I took a lot of video.
Oh, cool.
So we'll probably have a video up on the YouTube channel at some point.
Sure, sure.
Got a lot of things on my plate right now. But yeah, it's fun. Check it out.
Very cool. I'm glad you had fun. I wish I could say that I could be some help with the check it outs this week, but I really can't. I haven't really done a whole lot. It's been kind of a nose to the grindstone a little bit this past week or so. I also went to a fair, but it wasn't nerdy. It was just kind of,
a regular fair.
It was just a street fair. It was fun. It was a good time. Got to eat a whole bunch of really artery clogging fried foods.
Oh yeah.
Like, fried Oreos.
I had a great pizza at the Mothman.
Oh yeah.
It wasn't Mothman related pizza, but it was just, like, they had a wood fire stove right Ooh. There, and they just threw it right in for 4 minutes and then gave it to you. It was,
oh, yeah.
It was really good on the grounds that it was fresh melted cheese.
Oh, nice.
You can't go wrong with that.
Nice. It's a shame they didn't, like, form it into the shape of a moth.
There is a pizza place nearby, about 8 miles away, that does serve a Mothman pizza.
Oh, fantastic.
We drove over there to get some, but they were super crowded.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. But no, I haven't really done anything. I've watched a bunch of Monster Factories on YouTube because...
Good time.
It's a good time waster. I forgot how funny some of those later era... it's weird to say era, but like later on Monster Factories, I'd say post Final Pam episodes can be...
It's a shame what happened to Polygon.
It really is. It really is. Their video content used to be the driving force behind the reason why I checked out their site. And now that they've kind of decided to turn their focus away from the weird, almost barely tangentially related video game content to
another video game journalism
just
website.
Just regular old journalism and like
just
reviews and
boring stuff you can get anywhere else.
They don't make them often enough to be relevant to subscribe to, and the things that they do put out, while interesting, are just, they're boring and just kind of, they're like everyone else.
It's generic.
Yeah. Like, I miss the old, like, video game theater. I miss Monster Factory. I miss...
The week in review.
Week in review. That was really good. Ended way too soon.
Good games, bad acting.
Yeah. Yeah. I miss Gil and Gilbert, which had just ended, I want to say about a month ago, which was a lot of fun as like a fake public access kind of show. They even stopped doing their Jackbox recap streams.
Really?
Yeah. They haven't done one for about a month.
That's lame.
It is. It's just like straight journalism things about, hey, everyone, it feels real good to swing in the Spider-Man game, which I'm sure it does. But
yeah, it does.
Like, how many other video game websites and YouTube channels have put out the exact same article?
There's a million places on the internet you can watch or read about how good Spider-Man is.
Yeah.
We rank the Spider-Man suits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I actually feel
number
really...
Number one, Spider-Punk.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. I mean, of course. I actually feel really, really bad for Brian David Gilbert because, well, you know, I'm glad he has a job. He was kind of hired on to Polygon to make weird content, and now he is no longer able to make weird content.
Yeah.
He now is just a straight reviewer.
It's a waste of his talent.
It is absolutely a waste of his talents. I mean... It's Pat Gill is really good. Even the Polygon podcast has taken a dip because they've stopped being kind of weird and goofy and kind of going on tangents and talking about actually relevant stuff. They now have topics like everybody's RPG memories or Pokemon. Isn't that cool?
Pokemon.
It is.
That's
but
got good SEO this week.
Exactly. That's what it is. They did a whole episode on Spider-Man where they didn't talk. All they did was talk about just the new game. Like, it was supposed to be Spider-Man memories, and they did not touch on the movies or the comics or any of the prior games or anything, any other Spider-related media. It was...
Boy, this game's good.
Yes. And that's what it was. It was an hour long of the four of them saying, boy, this is a good game. This is a very good game.
You know what the real...
The swinging? Oh my God, the swinging. You know, have I told you about the swinging?
The real question? Are those new shoes?
You talking about these puppies?
Those new kicks?
Yeah, sneaks. Okay. We're getting way off track with the in-joke YouTube video jokes. That's
It was mildly related.
It's just very, very tangentially. But that's all I've done. That's all I've checked out. I mean, you know, go and check out old Polygon videos. They're fun and they're free. So I'm on
Griffin's Amiibo Corner.
The last episode is so good.
Oh, it's so good.
I might as well talk about why I've been so busy other than Mothman.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
I've been working on a video game. A PC RPG shooter game called Believe, where you're a paranormal investigator who's given psychic powers by aliens and sent to fix tears in dimensional tears in reality.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And it's almost, you know, almost done. And I'm taking it to GDEX, the Game Development Expo in Columbus, to show it off at a booth there. So if you want to try out my game, the 29th and 30th of October at the Hyatt Regency Convention, Columbus Convention Center.
Oh, right on. That's really, really cool. So, you know, yeah, definitely go check it out. I'm looking forward to checking it out. I've been kind of following your development a little bit. A lot of it, you know, since you started working on it. And it looks really cool.
I might send you a copy sometime this week.
Sure. Yeah. Sounds great.
Test it out.
And I've heard the logo is just.
Oh, yeah. It has a great
chef logo. Kiss. Excellent.
Speaking of which, I got the shirt the other day.
Oh, you did. You got
it
the
looks
shirt.
Great.
Very
it's in
good.
The back of my car. I'll have to show it to you.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Yeah. I kind of did the logo. So that's that's why. Yeah.
Because I am terrible at logos and you fixed it 100%.
Well, thank you.
Sam's created all our logos.
Yeah. He's very good for your graphic design needs.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
Plug.
Yeah. Plug.
I plugged you during my self-promotion.
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of did. Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah. Okay. Josh, did you do things?
I did some things.
You did some things. Talk about some things.
Let's see here. I completed the amazing, spectacular...
That's X-Men.
Astonishing Spider-Man.
Cool.
Which, by the way, that joke is in the game.
Oh, it is, really?
Yeah, he runs into somebody and he's like, you're spectacular and you're amazing. He's like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, that's good. So without getting into spoilers, because I know, you know, there's probably a good chunk of our listeners that are still playing the game.
Like me.
Like Cody. What'd you think?
Oh, man. It's so good. The thing is, like, they really build up. Like, how far are you, Cody?
They just kind of revealed that. I don't want to say this.
Okay. Is it like getting into the final arc kind of?
I know who runs the demons.
Oh, okay. Well, they build up a lot of him for like half the game, but he's not even the real villain. Bum, bum, bum.
That is very cryptic and nondescriptive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know at some point everybody's going to get out of the raft because that was in the E3 trailer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A lot of those fights are kind of anticlimactic, though. I was a little bummed out.
All the fights kind of. I've been noticing as I play the battle system is shallower than it could be.
It depends. It really depends on how you do it.
Yeah, all the fights feel kind of the same. I mean, they're fun, but they're all kind of the same.
Yeah, I mean, it depends, because when you're fighting, like, one group of enemies, their weapons or things do a certain thing, versus, like, the different groups you run into, they elementally are different.
Yeah, well, every once in a while, they're like, here's a new bad guy. Also, this is how you beat it, so remember that.
Pretty much.
Like, yeah. So, every report that I've heard is that the side missions are a lot more fun than the main. Like, the main story is really, really super good, but, like, the real star of the game are the side missions.
I mean, I've done all of them. I got the achievement for it.
And that's saying something, that you actually want to do them.
Yeah.
They kept popping up.
I find if I see them, like, when I'm swinging around, I'm like, oh, gotta go do that. Like, I get distracted from the main story because of it.
Yeah, I've got a whole new thing I have to do now, which is, like, secret photo places. they're like the landmarks, but you don't know about them until you're near them.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's like one of the last suit upgrade you can get is called like secret photo proximity sensor or something like that. So when you're swinging around, a little camera icon will pop up on your mini map.
Hmm.
Like you can't pull up the big map and look at it. You just be swinging by. I've done two of those.
Hate catching those pigeons.
Oh, that's the worst one.
I've heard that.
Yeah, there's a homeless guy that I don't know.
I don't think he's homeless. He has a cell phone.
That's true. He's just a weird pigeon man.
Yeah.
And he lost all his pigeons.
He's like Forrest Whitaker in Ghost Dog, but without the hitman qualities.
And you got to swing around New York and get all his pigeons, which I don't know how Spider-Man can tell which pigeons are his and which ones are just New York pigeons.
Spider sense.
Yeah, sure.
It's really funny, though, when you're doing those and like after you've done so much or completed or whatever, J. Jonah's like rant on his podcast about it. So funny. Talks about how like there are reports that Spider-Man's been catching pigeons. And you don't want to know why? Because Spider-Man swings like a spider, jumps like a spider, spins webs like a spider. What else does he do like a spider? Have you heard of the Goliath bird spider? They eat birds. You heard it here, folks. Spider-Man is a deviant in eating birds.
That's good.
Half the fun is listening to his insane podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, all the voice acting in the game is so good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Like I watched this thing where it talks about how depending on what you're doing in the game, his speech will change.
Yeah, there's two different tracks. One that'll play if he's exerting himself and one that'll play if he's not.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that.
Which is cool.
That's really cool.
It's super neat. There's the few missions where you do not as Spider-Man, which are all stealth missions.
Yeah, and they're all not the best.
No, not really. They're kind of boring, honestly.
I mean, I like the fact that you get to play as Mary Jane. That's cool. But I wish it was more fun to be Mary Jane. Like, well, when you're Spider-Man and you go to Sneaky, it's just a...
I sneaked around all the time as Spider-Man, too. Yeah,
I mean, I guess it's less fun to play as Mary Jane, but in this situation, at least you're playing as Mary Jane. Like, no other Spider-Man game has... I'm just playing Devil's Advocate. I don't know.
I also love the... Oh, sorry.
Just the fact that they've added that into the game is kind of a feat in itself.
And she's real pretty in like a realistic way.
Oh, sure. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I mean, all the models are great.
Yeah. They look like real... Peter's got some eyebrows, though.
Oh,
man.
He does. Man, he does. Every time I see him, I'm like, oh, my God. He's like the dude from Fooly Cooly with the big eyebrows. Yeah. But like... I did have one moment where I broke my immersion real bad in the game because a lot of times the suit you're wearing will translate into game cinematics.
Yeah.
And I was wearing the comic vintage suit.
The cel-shaded one?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And it looked real awkward.
I've heard watching the cutscenes with Flamehead, like Ghost Rider-esque costume is real weird because it just totally breaks the immersion.
Oh, Spider Ghost?
Yeah, Spider Ghost.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been playing Spider-Punk since I got the suit.
Yeah.
It's great.
The suits I use the most, I use the classic non-damage suit a lot because I love the way it looks. And then I also did, the homemade one because I love how crappy it looked. But the quip power you get with the vintage suit is hilarious.
Oh, what is it?
It's called Quip.
Okay.
And you activate it, and it stuns enemies and pushes them back and stuff. And he says this really dumb jokes.
Oh, that's awesome. Nice.
It's so good. It's so fun.
That's super good.
Like, at one point, I'm fighting, like, oh, wait, no, can't go there. You haven't been there yet.
I like how they bother to explain why he quips.
Mm-hmm.
There was a part where Octavius gets real mad, and the way Peter reacts to it is by making a joke. And he's like, I'm sorry, I just make bad jokes when I get nervous.
Oh, that's good. That explains it. That explains everything. That's mm-hmm. cool.
Oh, man, there's one time I was fighting a group of enemies, and I didn't even use the quip power. He just did it while I was, like, swinging away or something like that. He goes, they should be paying you or something. He goes, no, action is my reward. And I'm like, oh, I love it.
But that's good.
The game's super good. The story's super good. Once you hit about 75, 80% of the game, everything just starts going real fast. It's like just like boom, 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 boom. it progresses very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Dragon Quest pairs really well with it because it's the exact opposite. Spider-Man is when you want an action-based, reflex-heavy adventure, and then when you just want to relax and push buttons and make menu selections, Dragon Quest is great. That's why I'm not as far in Spider-Man, is because I've been switching back and forth between the two.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a peanut butter chocolate combo. It's great.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, I really slammed the Spider-Man hard.
So I've heard this Spider-Man is going to get a bunch of DLC. Is that correct?
There are some DLCs coming. I'm not exactly sure when the rest of them are coming. Mm-hmm. I know the first one comes out in October.
Oh, okay, cool.
I know they're doing a Black Cat one.
That's the one in October.
Yeah.
Oh, right on.
Other thing I did was I watched a Netflix movie.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Next Gen or Gen Next? I can't
remember. I heard that's not bad.
I won't say it's terrible. It's kind of like Big Hero 6, except the robot has more personality than Baymax. Story's kind of similar to Big Hero 6.
Okay.
Main human character is dealing with a lot of grief and emotion and whatnot.
See, I know nothing about this. Is this live action?
No,
is
it it's animated? CG. Okay, it's CG.
All right,
yeah.
Cool.
Almost all the robots have these weird glass emoji faces.
Huh,
like, okay. They have these glass domes and like electronic faces.
Hmm,
it was
cool.
It was made by a Chinese company that runs like a, not a BuzzFeed, but like a ICANN has cheeseburger style site in China.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, huh. It's an okay movie. A lot of the character designs are really different.
I like the main protagonist is like the purple hair punk girl.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, cool. The whole opening sequence with her is like to the song Rebel Girl.
Nice.
As she's like awesome. Growing up and becoming an angry adolescent.
Love some Bikini Kill.
Oh man, she is super angry. Also, she is voiced by the same voice actress who does Ruby on Steven Universe.
Huh.
And it really comes out sometimes, and I'm like, oh man, that's all I hear. All Ruby, I hear is Ruby.
Charlene Yee.
Yeah.
I think. I mainlined season 2 of American Vandal.
Oh, I just saw that, yeah, I haven't watched it yet. I need to.
It's good. I think the first season was better. Mm-hmm. This one feels like it's stretching the concept a little bit. A lot of poop humor.
That's what I hear.
Which, I mean, that's fine. I think poop humor's pretty funny.
Oh, same here. Yeah, yeah.
And the mystery's good. And they tie it up better than they did the other one. The other one really was nebulous at the end.
Yeah, it kind of dropped it there at the very end.
This one, they definitely tie it up. And it's a well-written little mystery for a comedy, high school comedy.
Okay, cool.
Did I do anything else? No, I've been super busy being sick, but I'm past it now and preparing for my trip for Illinois.
Oh, cool. Is that that's a LARP thing?
Yep.
Yeah, why don't you talk about that a little bit?
It's that time of the year again for me where I go to Keep on the Borderlands, which is one of the biggest national events.
Say hi to Claptrap.
Actually, Keep on the Borderlands was an old D&D module.
Oh.
I
was making reference
to Borderlands, yes.
The overrated video game.
Oh, I like Claptrap. It's the big, big national event. It's sponsored by 3 AmpGuard Kingdoms that pay for the whole thing.
Mm.
Last year, we almost reached 1,000 people. I'm expecting probably 1,000, if not more, this year.
Awesome.
I've heard 19 vendors are showing up.
Really?
Versus last year when we were still at the one state park where the state of Illinois instituted a crazy tax on vendors.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
geez.
And there's like all these fees and stuff involved. And so a lot of vendors, because a lot of people who come to like AmpGuard events to sell things it's not their business.
Mm.
It's not their job.
Right.
They do it for fun.
So these vendors are more like merchandise and not like food. So you're not getting in like ye old food truck.
No.
Ye old taco stand.
No, we have a feast crew.
Mm.
And part of the fee of going to the event is you get fed for the whole weekend.
Oh, okay. That's right on. Right on. Right on.
Though a lot of times you can get better food at camps. Sometimes. It really depends.
Yeah.
I know one of my buddies is bringing a propane grill for our camp, and I'm like, we're just going to have hot dogs and steaks.
So we can't have a booth for the show and be like, listen to our audio magics on your scrying slabs.
I mean...
here are our pods of casting.
Yeah.
Gonna cast some pods.
I mean, I am having a Nerd Overload tunic made.
Nice.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you
told me about that. I sent the measurements to the guy making it and stuff, and he's supposed to drop some designs.
Awesome.
I'm super excited about it.
Very cool.
I'll be wearing a lot of blue. But yeah, it's a big event. They build big castles for us to storm. Like, you literally break the doors down with a battering ram.
Have fun storming the castle.
Yeah. this will be my third keep. This will be the first time at a new site
that
we've had. Because of the whole national park thing, we sought out a campground that was large enough to compensate for to handle all of us.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't a state park.
Oh, okay.
To cool. get around that.
Right on.
From the pictures and the videos I've seen, it looks like a really neat site. There's cabins. There's all kinds of stuff. There's a very treacherous hill, from what I understand. But we will see. The one thing I do not like about it is we're not allowed to park at our campsites. There is a separate parking area, and we have to haul all our stuff to our campsites.
Oh, that's not gonna be man. Fun.
Yeah, I have a wagon in the car for that.
Nice.
a little radio flyer.
it actually folds up. It's pretty neat. It's got like a weight rating of like 250 pounds.
Nice.
Cool.
But yeah, it's...
You should rent a donkey.
I've contemplated buying a golf cart, actually.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I'm lazy, bro.
Yeah.
You paper mache it look like a dragon. I am the dragon rider.
Oh, man, that gave me hiccups. No one?
No.
Hiccup?
Is that a reference?
Hiccup.
Yeah, do you have them?
How to Train Your Dragon.
That's
his name.
I've never seen that movie.
I saw that when it came out and have not watched it since.
You didn't see the second one either?
Nope.
Man, it's so good.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Man.
I don't know why I haven't seen it.
Has Steve Baruchel as the voice.
Yes.
It's like the only thing he has going for him these days, which is weird because he used to be kind of big. He had like a weird career trajectory where he was real popular there for like 2 or 3 years. He had The Magician's Assistant, and he was in that movie where him and James Franco and Seth Rogen survived the apocalypse. And
they played like movie. This is the End.
This is the End. And like.
They get jacked by Hermione Granger.
Yeah.
And Michael Cera dies.
Right. That's right. Yes. Yes. And Channing Tatum was some sort of like a Mad Maxian kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I never saw that movie. It looked pretty good.
It has its moments.
You watch a supercut.
Yeah. Speed is super popular. What's up with Jim from The Office being in everything now?
I don't think he's in everything. I think he's just in Jack Ryan, and they're advertising the heck out of it because
it's
not good.
There's a few different movies and stuff he's in.
He was in A Quiet Place.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, and I think he does a voice.
Because he directed A Quiet Place. Yeah.
He does a voice in the Next Gen movie I watched.
Oh.
Yeah, I forget who he is, though.
You ready
But how could you tell? Because his voice is incredibly nondescript.
Yeah. Are you ready for me to make no friends with this comment?
Sure, let's hear it.
The Office is really overrated.
After, I will say that the series should have ended when Jim and Pam got married, and that was about 4 seasons later than it, or sooner than it actually did end.
I'm not saying it's a bad show.
No, it's, and I agree.
But I don't think it's like this like pinnacle of television.
Oh, no, greatness. I don't think it is either. I think it's very funny. I'm not usually one for real cringe humor. Awkward situations on TV make me feel incredibly awkward in a way that I don't like.
Yeah
Michael like, Scott does a lot of that.
Like the episode that people love, the dinner party episode where it's Jim and Pam and Michael and Jan.
Oh,
and,
right.
And Michael and Jan are going through like an argument through the entire thing. People love that episode and point it out as like super hilarious. I can't watch it. It makes me physically...
Secondhand embarrassment.
It makes me feel... Called. Yeah. Secondhand, like physically ill to watch that episode.
Yeah, I can see it because I get that a little bit, but I can ignore it. But yeah. I understand.
The episode the episode that really gets me like that is the one with... where Michael Scott does the prison sketch.
Yeah, that's a rough one. That's a rough one.
Anytime he does a character bit, it's a rough one.
You just see on Facebook a lot, like people going like, "I love The Office so much. It's the best show." It's like,
no,
I want to go on the record saying that people should be talking about Parks and Rec that way.
Yes,
that's the good
last
one.
Season's kind of meh, but
I never watched the last.
But I really like Parks and Rec too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's the better show.
And actually, I agree. To go back on my other point is the fact that Jim, he's the voice of the robot.
Oh, that makes sense.
The hero robot. I should say.
That makes sense because
Project 77.
Yeah,
I mainlined that. Speaking of Parks and Rec, mm-hmm. that Making It show with Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman, and it's really fun.
Is it fun
for a reality show?
Okay, cool. Cool.
It's like Etsy, the reality show.
Oh, right on. All right, well, hey, we really got to take a break. We've kind of gone over a little bit. So let's take a break here, listen to some music, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about some news.
Hello, we are back from the musical break that was the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Cody, I think there's something wrong with your computer.
There's still some bugs. That wasn't the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
It was Phil Collins.
In the air tonight. Yeah. So anyway, let's go ahead and get into a little bit of news. We have a bunch of game news, but I think I want to go ahead and get the Captain Marvel trailer out of the way first because it's pretty big and pretty awesome.
So good.
It's very good. It's very cool.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. It dropped earlier on this week, and I don't know exactly how to describe it other than you need to go watch it right now because, oh my God.
I mean, there's just a lot of cool action mm-hmm. is basically what happens in the trailer.
Yeah.
And a Blockbuster video.
Yes, it did show a Blockbuster video to kind of help date the movie a little bit. The trailer didn't hardly spoil anything, but I think it's interesting that it's like setting up the film as like an origin story, but instead of just going straight through the origin, it's like Captain Marvel has landed back on Earth after years of being off planet, not remembering who she is, and is trying to piece together slowly, like the actual origin of her character. That's really cool.
It's like a Memento origin.
A little bit, yeah.
Brie Larson looks like she's going to be great.
Oh, she does.
I almost said Alison Brie. I mean, she would have been good
too. She would have been good too. Yeah. But yeah, it looks really good. Sam Jackson as young Sam Jackson. Is so technology is a scary thing because if I didn't already know that was a DH Sam Jackson, I would have sworn that was a real person and not a computer generated
face.
A smooth face. Yeah.
Smooth.
Yeah, smooth skin.
Yeah.
I was going to make that joke.
But like he looks so much younger and they did an excellent job. Now, I don't know if they actually had Sam Jackson sit in and, you know, stand there and act it, or if they got a body double, like a younger, thinner body double, and like CGI'd Jackson's face on top of him, and Jackson just did the voice acting. I don't know.
I think they used him and de-aged him.
Really?
Yeah, I would think they used him.
Okay, interesting.
I'll be interested to see if it holds up the whole movie, or will it look weird sometimes, and they just picked good parts for the trailer.
Well, it's... whether they did a good job with it is going to determine how long he's actually in the film.
Yeah.
Like, if Sam Jackson gets one scene and that's it, that means they couldn't hold it together for very long. And, like, you knew Disney had this kind of technology because they put Tarkin into Rogue One.
And young Leia.
And young Leia, yeah.
They also had young Flynn in Tron.
Well, and that was like the first big one.
That was like the first one. Yeah.
They had young Robert Downey Jr. in one of the
Iron Man
Three. Captain America Civil War.
Yeah.
Oh, right. And I guess if we're dialing it all the way back, I guess Sir Patrick Stewart was de-aged for X-Men 3, although that's not exactly Marvel, but still.
Also, it's not hard because he's looked the same virtually since the 80s.
That's true. That's very true.
The only thing that's aged on that man is his neck.
That's very true. I watched a video study of the episode of Star Trek Next Generation where Picard like lives an entire lifetime in his brain and he learns to play the flute.
Yeah.
And he looks older in his old age makeup, you know, 25 years ago than he does now where he is at a, you know, comparable age.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
He has some sort of magic.
He has to. He has to. But we're getting off track.
We're talking about a different Captain.
Yeah, Captain Marvel just looks super, super good. She looks good in the red, gold, and blue costume. She looks really good in the Kree.
The green outfit?
Battle armor. That looks really excellent.
When they had the quick shot of her with the space helmet mask with her mohawk sticking out of it, mm-hmm. I was like, yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty dope. Glad that's a thing that they're doing.
Yep. Everyone online is freaking out because she punches an old lady in the face, but the bad guys are shapeshifters. Come on.
Yeah.
Shapeshifting aliens.
It still might actually be an old lady and she might
that
be
that would
mistaken.
Actually be kind of, I mean, I don't want to see violence against, the elderly, but like that would be kind of a part of me would think that's kind of funny.
A lot of me would think that's funny. Well, I'm a dark person.
You can see her cat's butt on the poster. Chewy.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
What?
Yeah, on the big poster that has the two airplane hangar doors and she's in the middle, you can see off to one side, you can see her cat's butt.
Yeah. And it's like an alien cat. It's not like a person. Yeah. Human cat.
Well, no, she's cat's a human cat.
She's a flurkin, I think is what
something
it's called.
Like that. Yeah.
It's a non-terrestrial cat.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I can't wait. It's coming out in 2019. Probably there's no.
It's March.
Hard release. Is it March?
It's yeah. March.
Okay. See, I was actually going to say May because they usually Marvel likes to release things around Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah, that would have been a good Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah, but if it's March, if they've already said March, then that makes sense.
They've used March a lot.
That's true. They have.
So they're not going to have a Free Comic Book Day one this time. That's kind of disappointing.
The only thing I could think is there any Star Wars coming out this year? I mean, or next year? There's got to be, right?
Probably. There's one every year.
Yeah. From now until forever.
Yeah.
I don't think any of the... I can't think of any of the... Well, they've done a side one, so the one we have to wait on is the main one. That probably won't be until Christmas.
True. Yeah, yeah, that's true. You know...
It's open for DC.
It is. Yeah.
Shazam's going to come out for Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah. You know, I take it. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, as kind of a sidebar, the more we kind of go along, Star Wars every year from now until forever is becoming more of a threat and less of like a promise.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I'm just hoping that Solo was a stumble and not a direction.
Oh, boy.
I haven't seen it.
It's got its moments where it's kind of good, but overall, it's really rough.
Because it's still Star Wars.
Yeah.
Because Woody Harrelson is very good.
Yes. Yes.
That's why you should watch Solo, because Woody Harrelson, the non-Solo Solo character, is very good. All right, anyway, let's go ahead and move on to the Nintendo Direct. This is kind of the big news of the week. Nintendo, you know, they do these press conferences every once in a
while.
That's
right. We had other things to talk about.
For some reason,
I completely blanked on the rest of the list.
I mean, like, we could talk about the Captain Marvel trailer for, like, the next, you know, 20 minutes or whatever, but... You should probably talk about some other
stuff. Let's not subject our listeners to that.
Yeah. Let's subject them to a Nintendo talk.
Yeah.
So, do we want to go in order from the direct, or we just want to talk about the highlights?
Let's just talk about whatever falls out our dang mouth.
Sure.
The biggest one was Animal Crossing on the Switch is going to be a thing.
Finally, Animal Crossing fans can finally shut up online about it.
Oh, yeah.
Because they've been complaining about it forever.
Every Nintendo Direct from the Switch's announcement till now, people mm-hmm. have been like, where's Animal Crossing? Where's Animal Crossing? There it is.
Yeah, 2019.
They didn't show anything but a logo, and it wasn't even a new logo. It was just the regular
logo and the old music.
Yeah, and it just had 2019 underneath.
Yep, but it was enough.
And Tom Nook.
Yeah, and Tom Nook. And, you know, so Animal Crossing is a kind of a slice of life town sim video game.
With animal people.
Yeah, there's animal
really
people.
There's nothing like it.
There's no stakes. Yeah, there's absolutely no stakes. You basically just go around and kind of help your townspeople out when you'd like. And, you know, sometimes you catch some bugs to make some money, or sometimes you build some furniture for your house
or your friend's house
or whatever.
The closest analog to it is like Harvest Moon, but
and that's not even it.
Or like Stardew Valley, but that's not even it.
No, that's not even it either.
It's even less gamey than that.
Oh, like, yeah. it's just barely a game. And here's the thing, guys. I kind of love Animal Crossing, which is weird because it doesn't seem like the type of game that I would normally gravitate towards. But it is like quintessential like relaxation game.
Oh, yeah.
There's like nothing to it. You just sit back and just
It's the chillest chill game.
Oh, absolutely.
You sit back and enjoy some very good localization.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's very funny.
Yeah.
You know, you got some cute animals, and sometimes they take the cute animal models and, like, put weird stuff on them, like that one frog that's a robot.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, when they make angry characters out of and try to make them all gruff and stuff. But then they're not really that gruff.
No, no.
But, yeah, I'm really excited for this. It's, you know, it's I don't play my Switch in handheld mode very often, but it's probably going to make me want to carry my Switch around everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's one of those games you can pop in for 15 minutes, play, and then be done.
Also, and you can feel bad for not talking to certain villagers enough.
Oh, yeah, because then they'll move out.
Or they'll, like, say something really morose to you.
Oh, yeah, well, that too. Yeah. Just hit them over and over in the head with a bug-catching net, and eventually they'll move out. Yeah. Fill their house full of trash. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they hate that. Actually, they don't really mind it because they never really get, like, mad. They just kind of get real sassy with you.
Send them some trash in the mail.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep. That's what you do.
I hope they do something different with this one.
Mm-hmm.
That all the previous ones have been more or less the exact same thing.
But
every
it's
time.
Been a good same thing, yeah. But it has been the same
thing.
Yeah,
and I don't want it to be, like, that different, but just please maybe a little more effort.
Then again, on the flip side, I don't want the camping iOS game, but on the Switch.
Oh, no, that's
and I
not good.
Definitely, absolutely do not want that stupid board game.
Oh, God.
Like
yeah.
They had.
I was half worried that that's what they were going to announce was another one of
that
would
have been
a report of that.
The worst. That board game was like, it was the worst.
It was not fun.
It was the worst. We tried. We played it a couple times.
We did.
Yeah.
And it was just waste of time. So along with that, one of the main characters, Isabel from Animal Crossing, is being included into Smash Brothers, which is...
She kind of usurped Tom Nook as the series mascot.
Kinda, yeah, because she's cute and not a crook. But
he's
yeah,
a dirty, dirty businessman.
Isabel is a weird pull for a fighting game.
Yeah, she's a cute dog.
Yeah, she's a Shih Tzu that wears like a skirt and a nice shirt
and a suit jacket
and a suit jacket sometimes, and she's just happy to be here all the time.
Yeah,
like. I don't want to beat people up as a dog. I don't want to beat up a dog. I don't want to beat up a dog, you guys.
I figured she'd be in the game, but I thought she'd be an echo of the villager, but she's her own character, which is
a weird choice.
I mean, I guess Animal Crossing could have more than one guy.
Yeah.
But still, it's a weird, like, there's not a whole lot that she could do different, really.
I mean, at least you're not like, you know, KC beating people over the head with his guitar.
Yeah. Now, do you see KK Slider as an Echo Fighter for Isabel? Because he's arguably the third most popular.
Yeah.
It goes Isabel, Tom Nook, and
KK Slider.
KK Slider.
He's also a dog. So.
Yeah, he's also a dog. Yeah.
Well, I could see that happening.
Yeah, I can. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, she's better than Dark Pit.
Anyone's better than Dark Pit. Okay. But, Dark Pit and. Arguably Shulk, although I recognize that the game he came from is very good and he's a pretty competent fighter, but like out of the whole cast, Dark Pit and Shulk are like the ones that stick out like a sore thumb to me.
I like Shulk better than like three of the Fire Emblem guys.
Well, yeah, that's very true because Fire Emblem. But
and I love Fire Emblem, but there only needs to be like two.
Instead of nine?
Instead of nine, yeah.
At least.
We need more of those anime sword guys.
Yeah, that's what Smash Brothers needs, more anime people with swords.
Yeah.
That's what I want in my Mario fighting game.
Sora, get Sora in there with his Keyblade.
Why not? Put Donald and Goofy and Goku and whoever else they want in there. Who cares?
Also, they announced Luigi's Mansion 3 at the beginning of the direct.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, let's move on to that. That's really cool. I remember the original. I never had a GameCube, but I remember playing the demo for the Luigi's Mansion 1.
It's a very, quite a very bit. Good game.
Yeah, it's what I hear.
So
it's
is
what
the,
I remember.
The 3DS sequel, Luigi's Mansion 2, is an excellent... It's different, but it's an excellent game.
Huh, okay, so I never had a chance to
Dark
play
Moon.
That one.
Dark Moon is very good and very cool. Fun, and the animation is very funny and full of character.
Sure, well, like Luigi.
Yeah, so I don't know who's making... I don't know if this is an internal Nintendo thing or if the people who made Dark Moon Next Level Games is making this or not, but I'm sure it'll be great.
I'm sure it will, too.
It's a good franchise.
Yeah. And along with this, the Luigi's Mansion 1 for the 3DS is getting an update with multiplayer, which is cool.
Yeah, that's it's a great game. It's kind of a missed opportunity that the other multiplayer character is just Luigi but solid green.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they would do that. Make it a Toad. Make it
EGAD.
EGAD. Yeah, like anything is better than just it's right up there with Peachette, which is in the other game they announced.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Super Mario U and New Super Luigi U, the two 2D Mario games that came out for the Wii U,
mm-hmm.
are getting ported to the Switch, just like everything else.
Yeah, that seems like that was kind of a running theme for this Direct, was a lot of ports.
Ports. But you want to be able to play everything on your Switch, because your Switch is so good.
It's very good.
They were harboring a lot of plans.
Which, Mario U is an excellent game. It's probably my favorite of the 2D newer Mario games.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, brings back that Mario World style map screen.
Yeah, that's cool.
And they've added two playable... Well, they really only added one.
Mm.
Nabbit was playable in Luigi U before.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, but they've added Toadette, who has the power to turn into a weird Princess Peach analog called Peachette when she gets a crown power-up.
It raises many questions, but also it's, you know, it reminds me of the Mystery Science Theater, you know, catchphrase, relax, is just a show.
Yeah. Like, it really, like, it doesn't make any sense, and it just shows how little Nintendo gives a crap about Mario canon.
Well, they're more worried about gameplay than they are about canon. And it's clear that if they want to go through canon, it's Odyssey is the canon and not the Super Mario U games. Those are the 2D Mario games are almost like the side games in his own series now.
Yeah.
Even though they were the originators of it.
But they really could. It's just so weird and doesn't make any sense. And like, they could have did something else.
They could have. Yeah, they really could have. It's almost like if a toad got a power up and became Mario.
Yeah.
Like Mario'd or
why
whatever.
Can't they just put Toadette in a dress and now she can float? Why does she have to turn into like this in between Princess Peach?
Yeah,
I mean it'd be cute to see a Toad that was dressed like Mario. That'd be cool.
That'd be pretty cool. Yeah,
yeah. Cosplay Toad.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's stay on like the first party train. So Yoshi is getting another game, and that's cool.
Yeah, it looks like Woolly World a lot, but they've expanded from just yarn to all types of crafts.
It's boxes now.
Yeah, it's cardboard.
And
it's
craft
felt.
Paper.
It's craft paper. I'm sure it'll be great, because Woolly World was actually very good after a continued amount of Yoshi games that were just like subpar. Woolly World was kind of a return to form for Yoshi, and hopefully this is more of that.
Hey, don't you dog on my Yoshi's Cookie.
Oh, I would never. I love Yoshi's Cookie. Speaking of which, I hope that comes to the Nintendo Switch Online NES collection, which they also announced and has since come out since then.
Mm-hmm.
If you sign up to their new online service that you kind of need to if you want to play online games, just like PlayStation and Xbox does. But you also get a little like app that lets you play a rotating selection of NES games, which... It's all right. I was stoked on it because it had online, but it turns out it's only with people on your friends list.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
It kind of stinks because I wanted to beat strangers at Dr. Mario.
Yeah.
But that's not a thing.
Yeah.
And the initial selection of games actually is not that great.
You know, that's the thing I keep hearing about the Switch Online thing is that it's like, it could be okay, but...
But a lot of the better games have better arcade archives versions, like Donkey Kong. The original Donkey Kong is an excellent game, but get the arcade archives one. It has all the levels. This one's just the NES version.
Oh, really?
Or there's Mario Brothers on there, which you can get the arcade archives of that, and it has the arcade graphics and not the NES ones. Mm-hmm. Or Super Mario Brothers is on there, but really you could play Mario Versus with the arcade archives, and you have more options. Because there is not, like, I was expecting more emulation options, like, but really all you can do is change it from 4:3 aspect ratio to pixel perfect to CRT filter.
Oh, really? That's it?
Which I know a lot of people don't like to stretch out the pixels, but I would have liked to have been able to make it full 16:9.
Mm-hmm.
or even just stretch it as much as I will. Because Arcade Archives, they'll let you, like, stretch the whole thing around if you want.
Yeah.
But here, you've always got a border. And also, the bottom of the border always is constantly reminding you that start and select are the plus and minus buttons.
Oh, jeez.
Which, I mean, it doesn't, it's not in the way of the screen, mm-hmm. but it's always there, and it's kind of annoying.
That is kind of annoying. The thing that I am not super, like, thrilled with the Switch Online thing is actually the cloud save feature. I've read some reports on it, and you know how every system, one, Switch should have come with cloud save to begin with.
Oh yeah,
day one should have had it. Most if not all other current gen and even the last generation systems had some sort of cloud saving sort of feature. So if you're system breaks or whatever, you still have your game
data. Saved my butt with PlayStation 4 because I had a hard drive die,
right?
I dropped it.
Yeah. So here's something that I found is kind of interesting with this. Okay, so like, say you have the PlayStation gold or whatever it's called, and you have cloud save, is that what it's called? And say you let the subscription lapse. From the time that you stop paying for it, you have 6 months to join back up or your saves get deleted. That's just how the program goes. It's a space saving on their part. It gives you time to kind of jump back in if you want to. There is zero guarantee with Switch Online.
Yeah, well, they haven't said that they'll delete it right away, but they also haven't said how long they'll go without deleting it.
If it works anything like the Pokemon Bank cloud saving a program that they instituted, and which I believe is kind of a precursor and kind of a testing the waters for this, it is a total crapshoot because you can unsubscribe from it, from the Pokemon Bank, and the next day have all of your data deleted, or it could be stay safe for 6 months. Who knows? And from what I understand, this very well could be the same
kind
of thing.
It sounds like that's what it'll be.
And that sucks.
Yeah, it should be either it's gone immediately,
mm-hmm.
or it's gone in 6 months, not, I don't know.
Well, you know what? I don't like it being gone immediately. What if there's an issue with a payment? And I mean, just because, let's say you have your debit card stolen or whatever, and you have to get a new one, and you forget to update the numbers on your account, and you let it lapse for one day, and everything gets deleted. You lose your entire progress of, like, Legend of Zelda and, like, Mario Odyssey and all these games. That sucks.
I think there should definitely be a set time. Mm-hmm. I don't think Nintendo should be expected to provide you a service for nothing.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Like, I understand why they would want to delete
it. They need to make money, but they also needed... Because they didn't do this at launch, they should have had... They had more than enough time to come up with a rock-solid, in-stone set plan.
And they delayed this whole thing, like, 6 months. And then even the day it was supposed to come out, it didn't come out till 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's... Bruh, ridiculous.
It's not great, but at least it's cheap.
Well, here's the thing. That's exactly it. If it were even $5 more for the program, it would not be worth it to sign up for the online, because that app that you have to use to connect, voice chat or whatever they want you to use to voice chat with people, that app sucks.
Well, I've noticed a weird thing about Nintendo. They seem to hate headsets and headset mics. They don't want you to use one for whatever. Even in their promotional materials for mm-hmm. with the Mario animated characters, none of them have a headset on. It's all set your phone out and everybody can talk. And it's like Nintendo just does not like the headset.
Because they want to provide a experience where everyone can be a part of it and not like just be enclosed into your own headset.
They don't want to isolate. They don't mm-hmm. want you to be isolated, which I think that's an admirable
thing, I guess,
but.
But then again, just get a Bluetooth headset and pair it to your phone.
True.
That's what I do.
Yeah. Or, if you want better speech, team speech or whatever, get on Discord.
Yeah.
Do anything. Get on Skype. I mean, heck, Skype is spotty at best, and it'll work better.
I haven't messed with their app. I'm sure they've updated it.
They have not updated it.
They haven't updated it, so it's not any better.
Exactly what you got for free for a year and a half when Splatoon launched.
It's rough. Still just says Splatoon on it.
Yep.
I don't know.
That's right. Nothing else has been added yet because they haven't updated it.
They're supposed to have added Mario Tennis and Mario Kart But I guess they nope, didn't.
Have not dropped. They have dropped the ball there. Not good. Not a good one.
Why are they dragging their feet on this so much? It's ridiculous.
Who knows?
Dun, 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 dun.
Who knows? Okay, so we have to do a couple of quick hits because we are like really like right on the edge of time here.
All the good final, well, not all the good Final Fantasies, but a bunch of good Final Fantasies are coming to the Switch.
Yeah, yeah, you know, 7 and 9 and 10 and 10-2. That's right. Eat it, Final Fantasy VIII.
You're not invited.
You are not invited, Squall. You can get out of here with your gun sword.
You know what? He doesn't care.
True. Yeah. But no, they're getting a bunch of Final Fantasy games, and that's really, really cool. I'm excited about that.
It's a great place to play some Final Fantasies. It's portable.
You know, now that it seems like Nintendo's playing ball with Square Enix, let's get Final Fantasy VI on something.
Yes.
A good version.
Do a remake of that. Deserves a remake more than Seven does.
I would love to see that remade in the engine that Octopath Traveler has done in.
Yes, that'd be cool.
That would be really cool. It's not going to happen, but it'd be really, really, really cool.
Six used to be my favorite, but after playing through Five recently, I think I like Five more just from a gameplay standpoint. Yeah. Gameplay's more fun.
See, Six and Seven are really the only ones that kind of really stick out in my mind, so I don't really even remember some of the characters from Five.
Oh, the story in 5 is not anything amazing, but the gameplay, it's the best there.
It's the best one.
The job system and just the way everything works is the best in 5.
Oh, yeah, that's the one with the job system. Yeah. Okay.
It's the most fun gameplay-wise. Mm-hmm. It's not the best story-wise, but...
I really like Tactics.
That's a spinoff.
I know.
Don't be difficult.
Okay, let's see. Some of the other stuff. The Game Freak, one of the guys who do Pokemon... announced a RPG called Town.
That's a working title.
I imagine it's going to stay Town. It's going to end up being Town : something, 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 I betcha.
It looks good, and Game Freak knows how to make a good game.
They know how to make an RPG. So, yeah, I'm in. It looks like it has, like, a cooperative kind of element where, like, your other... Well, not, like, multiplayer cooperative, but, like, depending on who you have in your town, your main character gets different abilities or... whatever.
It looks like Town will be to Animal Crossing what Rune Factory is to Harvest Moon, if that makes sense to anyone.
That makes sense to me, and that's pretty much it for our listeners.
It's Animal Crossing with fighting.
Yeah.
Kinda. Yeah, yeah. So there's a whole bunch of other things announced, but this is really the last one we got to talk about. Capcom released a bundle pack of old classic beat-em-up, arcade beat-em-up games. Holy cow, this pack is awesome, and it's like only $20.
It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Final Fight,
Knights of the Round.
King of Dragons.
Some really weird, obscure ones.
Battle Circuit, Warriors of Fate, Captain Commando.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Captain Commando.
Actually, Battle Circuit is really good,
too. Yeah, that's what I hear. But it looks really good. It has online multiplayer, which I'm imagining is probably also friend list only, which kind of is a bummer, but... you know, that's...
But it also is coming out on other systems other than the Switch.
Oh, it
so
is.
So it might not be so friendless.
Okay, that'd be really cool. It has couch co-op, four-player couch co-op, which is really excellent. It looks really good. I love old beat-em-up games. I think it's great. And do yourself a favor. Go look up the Capcom exclusive trailer for this beat-em-up bundle because... it's hilarious.
Live action Captain Commando.
It's super, super funny. I'm not going to spoil it.
But it's on point.
It's very, very good.
Do we have time for the PlayStation Mini?
Let's go quick.
Because it was this morning Sony announced they're joining the classic console fun time because they are constantly ripping off Nintendo.
Sure.
I mean, but they do it good, so you know, why not? If you're going to take, might as well steal from the best.
Might as well.
They're doing a tiny PlayStation 1 that has 20 games on it. They haven't announced all the games, but it's got Jumping Flash, Final Fantasy VII, Wild Arms is on there, which is a fantastic game.
That's a good one.
It'll be cool, but it'll probably just be a repurposed, unsold PlayStation TV put in a plastic shell.
Probably, yeah, but... but no, it's exciting. It's cool. I mean, I'd be interested to see how much it's going to cost.
Oh, it's $100, so I'm not going to get it.
No.
That's way too much.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, but it's very cool. It's a very cool novelty kind of thing.
Yeah, the 80 or 90 they asked for the Micro Super Nintendo was a tough call for me.
You know, in 5 years when there's still a whole bunch of them on the shelf because they didn't sell at the $100 price point, then I'll buy one.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
They think it's going to fly off the shelves like the NES Classic, but it's not.
For $100?
No.
No, definitely not.
It'll sell okay.
Yep, it'll do just all right. Okay, so we've really got to wrap up the show here. So I want to thank you all for tuning in. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can also find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram at Nerd Overload Now.
You can send us an email at staff@nerdoverload.com with your questions, comments, whatever you want. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nerd Overload TV.
That's right. We're also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, anywhere else you can find a podcast. You can find this episode and any of our old back episodes. We have over 200 of them. That's a lot. And most of them are pretty good, I gotta say. I listened to a few of them the other day, and they're not bad. Especially these last 100. We did all right, I think.
Start there.
Yeah, start there. Start at 100. That's a good place to start.
Don't forget the shirts.
Oh, yes. Also, we have t-shirts. If you like our logo, if you like some of the other stuff that we do, we have a pizza out shirt. We have all sorts of other stuff. You can go to bit.ly/nerdoverloadt. That's T-E-E. Or you can go to nerdoverload.com and click on the store link at the top. A little bit of the shirt sales go back and help keep the show going. So we would really appreciate the help with that. So anyway, thank you all for tuning in, and we will be back next week.
Pizza out.